Haynes' new borough manager is breaking ground in a couple ways. She's the first woman to ever serve as the town's permanent manager, and she's a local. Deborah Schnabel started work Monday, although her contract has not been finalized. She takes the helm during a challenging time. Haynes is in the midst of a recall effort, two assembly members have resigned for political reasons, and Schnabel's hire itself was criticized by many. Over the past several years, Haynes struggled to hold on to managers. One left before his contract was up. Another was fired. Residents called for the assembly to hire local, and their wishes were answered. The choice came down to two local candidates. Brad Ryan is the public facilities director who stepped in as interim manager. Deborah Schnabel was the Chamber of Commerce director and a former assembly member. Most borough employees who spoke out during the interview and deliberation process and many other community members were in favor of Ryan.
I'm fully aware that there are people on my staff right now that are not necessarily supportive of my having this position.
That's Schnabel on her third day as manager.
But everyone on the staff has behaved very professionally, and I have appreciated that. I believe that I am behaving professionally, and work is getting done.
But there are still questions about Schnabel's position. She's working without a finalized contract, despite the assembly's unanimous approval of an agreement last week. The issue has to do with health insurance. Schnabel wanted to waive her borough health insurance because she has Medicare. But this week, she learned that the municipality's health trust requires all eligible employees to have the borough insurance. There's another looming question. Schnabel's brother, Roger, owns a major construction company in Haynes, Southeast Road Builders. The company regularly contracts with the borough. The municipal attorney sent out an opinion shortly before last week's assembly meeting, saying according to conflict of interest rules and borough code, Roger Schnabel could not contract with the borough if Deborah is manager. The attorney said for a town as small as Haynes, the assembly may consider changing code to make conflict of interest rules less strict.
Do I expect members of the community to come forward at any point and say, don't change the code for Deborah Schnabel? Of course I expect that. Is that fair to the community? I don't think so.
Schnabel says the borough's conflict of interest policy around family members is a bigger question. It's not just about her. She says the issue has come up for other borough employees and planning commissioners, for example.
Intellectually, do I think that that is something that the borough needs to address? Looking at what are the benefits and what are the losses that we could experience by having the code that we do, that needs to be evaluated.
Contracting isn't the only potential problem area. Roger Schnabel is also a major landowner in the borough. He routinely applies for land use permits and conditional use permits. According to attorney advice, Deborah Schnabel is working on a policy to delegate decisions that have to do with her brother to another borough representative. Whether the assembly will tackle the conflict of interest issue right away remains to be seen. The Haynes governing body is dealing with contention and instability itself. Two assembly members, Margaret Friednauer and Mike Case, resigned recently. Three others, Heather Lendy, Tresham Gregg, and Tom Morfitt, may be subject to a special recall election. Schnabel says she wants to explore the root of the divisiveness that has roiled Haynes over the last several months. She referred to the Make Haynes Great Again slogan that residents associated with the recall campaign have used.
The problem right now is that we seem to have a division about what's best for the community. I want to hear from the people who want to make Haynes great again. I think everybody wants to make Haynes great again, but there doesn't seem to be agreement on how we're going to do that.
Schnabel hopes to have that conversation with the community. As for her other overarching goals as manager, she says to ask her once she has a final contract. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.